track 11, we have two contrasting feature items for you this week. The first comes from TNF Soundings. With the cost of a TV licence increasing in April 2025, now is the time to check whether you might qualify for a discount or even a free licence. This article outlines who can qualify for a reduction on the cost of a TV licence. It's been written by Heather and is read by Alastair.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Alastair Hutton with an article written by Heather. The price of a television licence will be increasing in April 2025, adding to the current cost of living problems for many people. So now is a good time to check whether you could be eligible for a discount on your television licence. In April, the cost of a colour TV licence will increase by £5, going up from £169.50 a year to £174.50. The cost of a black and white television licence will rise by £1.50 from £55.50 a year to £57. Before you renew your television licence, it's worth checking if you're in one of the four groups entitled to a discount, a free licence, or an exemption. And here's an overview of the four groups. Firstly, free licences can be available if you're aged at least 75 and receive pension credit. Pension credit is a top-up to the state pension for older people on lower incomes. If you're not sure whether you're eligible for pension credit and the free television licence that comes with it, you or a family member can phone the government's pension credit helpline on 0800 99 1234. I'll give you the number again, 0800 99 1234. Secondly, for those of you with no sight at all, you can apply for a TV licence exemption under certain circumstances. To qualify for an exemption, you'll need to prove that you use only a digital box that produces sound but cannot display the pictures from television programmes. You'll need to make contact direct with TV licensing to arrange an exemption, for example, by phoning the TV licensing call centre on 0300 790 6096. That number again, 0300 790 6096. And the call centre is open from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Thirdly, if you live in a care home or sheltered accommodation, you may be entitled to pay a discounted fee of £7.50 for your television licence. For this type of licence, you must live in accommodation that has a special type of TV licence, such as a care home, supported housing, or sheltered accommodation. In addition, this discount is restricted to people who are disabled or aged over 60 and who work for no more than 15 hours a week. To check whether you qualify for this type of discount, you'll need to speak to the manager at your home or housing complex to find out if they have an ARC, that's an Accommodation for Residential Care licence. And last but not least, if you or someone in your household is severely sight impaired, you can apply for a 50% discount on your TV licence. The 50% discount applies to both colour and black and white TV licences and is available to all age groups. If you think you qualify for the 50% discount, you'll need to contact TV licensing and provide a copy of one of the following to prove that you are severely sight impaired. The options are a certificate of visual impairment, often known simply as a CVI, a BD8 certificate, a certificate or document issued by a local authority, a copy of a certificate from an ophthalmologist or eye surgeon, tax coding notice from HMRC showing you receive blind person's allowance, a copy of your national registration card signed by an ophthalmologist. You can find out more about how to apply for a 50% discount online at tvlicensing.co.uk. www.tnfsoundings.co.uk, or you can telephone the TV Licensing Call Centre on 0300 790 6096. That number again, 0300 790 6096. And the call centre is open from 8:30 in the morning to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday.
TNS Soundings.
Secondly, here's a piece which appeared in the Advertiser some weeks ago, which I've been saving for a rainy or possibly a snowy day. It's about a walk along the Two Moors Way.
Ben tackles epic tour trek just one more time. In 2006, Ben Perring was challenged by a childhood friend, Sam Wren-Lewis, to walk the Two Moors Way from South Devon to the North Devon coast. Ben, who lives in Kingstainton, imagined they would complete the 100-mile trail in less than a week. Instead, it was the beginning of a 15-year journey through Dartmoor and Exmoor, which would bring him face-to-face with mishaps, nature and self-discovery. And Ben has now written a book about his challenge called One More Time. It is a tale of four enthusiastic and yet misguided attempts to walk the Two Moors Way, he said. And it's also a story about hope and determination. The first attempt to walk the trail was a disaster. I was forced to abandon the walk before we'd even reached halfway. I was incredibly disappointed. Looking back, part of the problem was my lack of planning. When I was younger, I'd just decide to do something, and I figured that because lots of people do whatever it was, then clearly so could I. No planning required. But unlike most man-made experiences, nature doesn't change to suit you. Doesn't get easier if you're not fit enough. Doesn't provide you with good weather or good fortune when you need it to. It's unchangeable, so therefore it's you that needs to change to make it work. Each failed attempt saw Ben returning to the start of the trail, determined to try again. Each attempt brought new unexpected experiences, from various run-ins with cows to the kindness of strangers. However, the fourth attempt was different. By that time, I'd opened an escape room company with an old school friend with branches in Exeter and Torquay. We sold the business later, and these days I'm working as a web and graphic designer. But back then, I couldn't get away for weeks at an end, so I tackled the whole route differently. I'll never forget the feeling of setting off from Simmons Bath on the morning of the final day, knowing I was almost definitely going to get to the end at last. Reflecting on the experience of walking the Two Moors Way, Ben thinks that reclaiming a relationship with the landscape of his youth has been a journey which has unexpectedly brought other changes as well. I've become someone who actually plans ahead, considers the route, gets decent walking boots, is aware that things going wrong in isolated places can actually be really dangerous, he continued. That kind of mindset instills a respect for nature that isn't easily gained living in city centres or from watching it on TV. My wife Shan and I go up to Dartmoor pretty regularly. Some favourite walks include Blackertor Copse, Yarna Woods, Foggantor Quarry, Sowerton Tors and the East Dart Waterfall. We get up to Exmoor a little less regularly, but we still go camping up there most years, walking in the Valley of the Rocks, Heddon Mouth and Dunkery Beacon. Walking the Two Moors Way was a journey which led me deep into the wild spaces of Devon, but I also found a new pace of life and a renewed sense of self.
One More Time is published by Crump's Barn Studio and illustrated by printmaker Molly Brown. The book is available in bookshops and online.